I'm Jeb Sharp. This is The World.
Au nom du Père et du Fils et du Saint-Esprit.
Pope Benedict XVI addressed a crowd of tens of thousands today in Cameroon. Benedict expressed solidarity with Africa's poor and warned against the lure of materialism. The crowd at the Mass responded with applause. But not everyone is pleased with what the Pope has said on this, his first journey to Africa. Before he even landed, Pope Benedict outraged many working in AIDS prevention with comments discouraging condom use. He even suggested that condoms could aggravate the problem. The World's religion editor, Jane Little, is with us. Jane, did the Pope say anything about AIDS today in his open-air Mass?
No, he hasn't talked about AIDS and condoms since he spoke on the plane to Cameroon and caused all that controversy. The Vatican has sought to clarify his remarks and said that he was merely stating Catholic policy. But in fact, it still stands that he said that condoms could actually increase the problem of HIV/AIDS, and that's been the nub of the problem. And it has been a very unusual outcry at diplomatic levels. We've heard from France's foreign ministry, from Germany, from the UN, from Belgium, basically cumulatively saying that this is a threat to public health policies and the duty to protect human life, that Africa has the highest incidence of AIDS, that there are 22 million people, that's two-thirds of all people suffering from AIDS in Africa. And so essentially we're hearing from top government officials saying the Pope is being irresponsible here.
Earlier today, Pope Benedict met with Muslim leaders in Cameroon. What's that about? What's his message to them in particular?
Well, it was a very important meeting in many respects. Muslims make up about a fifth of Cameroon's population and Roman Catholics about 27%. The context is that they have a harmonious relationship there, unlike in neighbouring Nigeria, where we've often seen clashes. So he wanted to emphasise that, and the fact that Christians and Muslims are natural allies against secular relativism. And he also wanted to tell them that genuine religion, as he put it, rejects all forms of violence and totalitarianism. He really sees Christians and Muslims as being able to come together on faith and reason. And it's interesting in the context of his previous remarks, because you may recall in Regensburg in 2006, he caused an outcry when, in trying to deliver the same message, he managed to quote a 14th century emperor to the effect that Muhammad brought things only evil and inhuman. And he's basically spent much time since then apologising and trying to make up for the remarks. The Pope is somewhat gaffe-prone, as we've heard recently as well. He's managed to upset Jews and Muslims and homosexuals at various times. But this time it was a straightforward message that he managed to distill down to Christians and Muslims are natural allies and can work alongside one another.
And going a bit beyond Cameroon, what is behind the trip to Africa in the first place?
Well, Africa is crucially important to Catholicism and to the future. In fact, you could almost say that it is the future of the Roman Catholic Church. Also, Africa is an extremely competitive marketplace when it comes to souls. If you look at the map of Africa, it's split roughly between a Muslim north and a Christian south, and there's very fierce competition for souls between Christianity and Islam. And also, the Pope is concerned about what he called the growing influence of superstitious forms of religion, as well as relativism. He talked about the spread of sects and esoteric movements. He's concerned basically about the spread of Pentecostalism, which he sees as making inroads into Catholicism as well. So he's basically gone there to bolster Catholicism there, to talk to the Catholic bishops of Africa who will be meeting in Rome later in the year, basically to inject the faithful with some enthusiasm and to underline what he called a pilgrimage of peace. He wants to inspire work for social justice in Africa and to fight hunger and disease.
The World's religion editor, Jane Little.